script. What are your thoughts? This is the perfect setup for my next segment. I'm going to share my conversation with Dr. Mark Evans. He is a cultural conservationist. He is trying to preserve the culture that is rich and positive and powerful, and that is made up of all the good stuff. He's trying to say, buyer beware. Don't think that AI can take the place of human relationships. Don't buy in to the fact that what happened once upon a time has no bearing on the here and now. He wants to revive the rich heritage that we have. And he believes that doing so could really be a game changer. I mean, I don't know, KID crew. I think it's really deeply disturbing that we have a lot of folks advising other individuals to just kick family to the curb. Like people are disposable, expecting perfection when none of us are perfect. Yet this new age therapy shields the individual and says, no, it's not you, it's everybody else. You have no accountability for any of it. And here's what you do. You just kick people out. Cut them off. Don't have healing conversations. No. Replace healing conversations with destructive silence. Now hear me when I say this. I am not talking about situations where there's extreme levels of physical or sexual abuse. What I'm talking about is this new age therapy that dissects other individuals within a family and says, you're not perfect, therefore you should be just kicked to the curb. Am I alone in this? Is no one else bothered by this? The problem with this is, if we don't flip the script, it's going to continue getting out of hand and becoming standard operating procedure for a lot of people. I mean, first we had the everybody gets a participation trophy. And nobody learned how to say, I did my best and that was good enough. And you know what? This is the winner who got a trophy. So I am going to congratulate them. And I am going to be happy for them. And now here we are. Don't take any accountability. Look at everybody else's mistakes and punish them for it. Expect perfection from others, but do not expect perfection from yourself. Don't offer grace to other people. Yeah, I think Dr. Mark Evans is onto something. We are in a cultural crisis. And coming up in the next segment, I'm telling you what, you're going to love this guy, Dr. Mark Evans. You won't want to miss the wisdom he is dealing out on this Wisdom Wednesday. We'll be right back after this.
The cold is on its way. Don't get caught chilling. Call Sermon Service and Electric today at 208-542-4545, and we will get you ready for the upcoming weather. Call today and get on the schedule. That's Sermon Service and Electric, your full-service company.
Sermon Service and Electric, improve your home's IQ with integrity and quality. 542-4545.
Looking for a new home but don't want the hassle? Use the equity in your current property, buy land, and let's put a brand new affordable manufactured home on it. With our one-time close loan, you can buy the property and set up your home in one smooth process. No more juggling multiple loans. Need land, a new home, and everything set up? We've got you covered. Apply online today at regalmtg.com or call 208-524-8384. Let's make your dream home a reality. Apply online today at regalmtg.com. Equal housing opportunity, NMLS number 1169.
We With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-860-0421. 800-860-0421. 800-860-0421. That's 800-860-0421.
Who says there's no such thing as easy money? Well, certainly not Courtesy Ford in Pocatello. In fact, you may be sitting on thousands. How easy is it? Drive your current vehicle into Courtesy. We'll give it a look-see, a quick test drive, and make you an offer. Yep, Courtesy wants to buy your current car or truck for the easiest money you'll ever make. The better the shape, the more you make. Right up to retail Kelley Blue Book. Courtesy is so committed to buying locally owned, well-cared-for used vehicles, they're actually paying their sales staff to go out and find them. You'll be amazed at just how much Courtesy Ford will actually pay you. This is not a trade-in, but an out-and-out actual purchase. Oh, don't get me wrong. Courtesy Ford would love to take in your current vehicle on trade for a new one, but we would also just love to give you cash for it. No gimmicks, no tricks. Just some easy money from Idaho's easiest place to buy or sell your next new or used car or truck. Courtesy Ford in Pocatello.
Autumn surrounds us with beauty, rich colors, golden light, and textures that inspire us to slow down and enjoy the season.
At Classic Interiors, we believe your home should reflect that same sense of beauty and warmth. The change of seasons is the perfect time to refresh your personal space. Whether it's rich finishes, layered fabrics, or custom details, our design professionals bring comfort and elegance together in a way that feels both timeless and welcoming.
Just as Mother Nature transforms the outdoors, Classic Interiors can transform the inside of your home with designs that welcome you in and invite you to stay.
At Classic Interiors, we listen, we design, and we create interiors that are as inspiring as the season itself. From one room to an entire home, experience timeless beauty that only our design professionals can create.
Call, stop by our Classic Interiors location on South Holmes in Idaho Falls, or explore ClassicInteriorsIdaho.com. Classic Interiors, bringing the beauty of every season into your home.
Hey, listen up, pal. October ain't just about pumpkins, capiche? At Gandolfo's Deli, we're doing Oktoberfest the right way. We're talking German brats stacked with spicy mustard and kraut. Forget about it. And if you want to keep it classic, try the New York dog. Yellow mustard and kraut straight out of the Big Apple playbook. Or go with the corny dog. Spicy mustard, kraut, and onions. That's a flavor you can't refuse. So what are you waiting for? Get down to Gandolfo's Deli today. One bite, and you're there.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as PureTalk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew, because we are driving the conversation. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3.
Crew, I am joined on the phone by Dr. Mark Evans. He is a cultural conservationist, and he has a huge background in music. Dr. Evans, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. I'm delighted to be with you.
Let's just dive in and give everybody an overview of your experience with music and film and Hollywood, and then I'm going to raise the question that you are raising, and we'll take the conversation from there.
Well, my background, of course, is musical. When people say Dr. Evans, I don't cure people of things. I'm a composer, conductor, pianist. The doctor is musical. I grew up in the music department at a large Hollywood movie studio. Had a very famous teacher, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, who many years before me taught people whose names you would recognize, like John Williams, Andre Previn, Henry Mancini, and Nelson Riddle. And got out of school, became disenchanted with things in Hollywood, got involved in writing books, and then eventually into broadcasting. So I say I've had a life in music, books, and broadcasting. My current activity involving cultural conservation came about because I became concerned that students coming out of school unfamiliar with any music other than what they've heard through social media, typically nothing but rock, pop, and rap. In addition, many have not read a book that hasn't been assigned to them. Many others haven't the slightest familiarity with the history of our country or any history at all. And so we're in a cultural crisis, and it's exacerbated by the fact that we are also losing our language and our sense of history. And I decided to do something about it, so I started an organization called Cultural Conservation. We have a website, which is culturalconservation.org. And I have two of my books, which have just come out in brand new editions for 2025. One of them is called Mark My Words, How to Discover the Joy of Music, the Delight of Language, and the Pride of Achievement in the Age of Trash Talk and Cultural Chaos. And the other one is our musical heritage from Yankee Doodle to Carnegie Hall, Broadway, and the Hollywood soundstage. So I'm here to urge parents and grandparents to become interested in the idea of cultural conservation, because if you want your children and grandchildren to become aware of the best of our culture, our language, and our history, they're likely not getting it in school. That gives you a kind of an overview of what I'm doing.
And I think it's really important work. Dr. Evans, I'm a big believer in the power of questions. And so I want to throw this question out. It's a really thought-provoking question, and we'll take the conversation from here. What if the greatest threat to our future isn't economic, but cultural? When I saw that, it really drew me in. So help us understand what you mean by that.
Well, people often think that our problems are entirely economic or political in origin. This is particularly true in Washington, D.C., where I lived for a time. And I believe that our problems are essentially cultural, because if we lose our sense of culture, our sense of history, our sense of language, we have no idea where we've been. And if you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you are, and you don't know where you're going. And it's that simple. And I think that there are several mistakes that we've made that explain how we got here. One of those mistakes is to assume that change and progress are synonymous. They're not. Change may be a progress, but it also may be a disaster. I'm fond of a saying by Russell Kirk, who once said that hasty innovation may be a devouring conflagration rather than the torch of progress. And C.S. Lewis said that we all want progress, but if you're on the wrong road, progress means doing an about turn and walking back to the right road. So that's the first one. The second one is we confuse fame and achievement, and they're not synonymous either. We live today in what I call the celebrity culture, and we all know who the celebrities are. I won't mention any names, but they're glaring at us on the cover of every tabloid and all over social media. Just because somebody has notoriety or somebody is famous doesn't necessarily mean that they're accomplished, and often the most accomplished achievers among us are neglected and ignored. And the third mistake is we confuse technology and wisdom. And this is very serious, because so often people today are dependent on technology. And how many times has someone looked at you and said, well, this has to be true, it's on our computer? Well, that really doesn't mean very much. You can have a lot of information and still not possess any wisdom and certainly be completely devoid of common sense. And finally, and this is especially true of students, people think that they like, that they know what they like, but in reality, we like what we know. And in most cases, they don't know very much, and so they like what's familiar to them, and what's familiar is what other friends of theirs are talking about. So those four things, confusing, change and progress, fame and achievement, technology and wisdom, and misassumptions about what we know or how we got here. And that's what I mean by the culture essentially being the really element in our world that's being threatened.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, we are creatures of habit, and we're not necessarily putting a lot of energy into expanding our horizons and looking back to those cultural lessons that are there for the taking.
And I always try to say that we should be positive and look for solutions. And unfortunately, several of the places we look for solutions are part of the problem. People look to academia, but academia has turned into pretty much of an indoctrination zone. And even when it isn't, people in academia are terribly concerned in secondary schools and in colleges and universities with following trends, with trying to be with it without ever really defining what it happens to be. And then people turn to the government for solutions. And I tend to agree with President Ronald Reagan when he said the scariest words in the English language are, "Hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help." And the third place we look is to the entertainment industry. And the entertainment industry in Hollywood, in New York, in motion pictures, television, things that are going out in streaming now, also in the theater, on Broadway, the New York establishment, they all are obsessively concerned with making lots of money and not very concerned with the effect that their product has on people in terms of their daily lives.
I believe that's so true. I mean, it's all about the money, and if you follow that money trail, you're going to get some answers to questions that may surprise you. We have to take a quick break right here, Dr. Evans, but if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to keep you on so we can examine the really important information you've just shared in more detail.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right, KID crew, we're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Dr. Mark Evans. We are going to examine the importance of culture and why we need to reclaim that culture. We'll be back after.
Hey, neighbor, winter's knocking. Are you ready? Don't wait until the cold hits to find out your furnace or fireplace isn't keeping up. With Valleywide Co-op, one call does it all. Valleywide will set your tank, deliver your propane, and handle HVAC services and repairs. Now you can relax. Skip the runaround and trust the folks who keep it simple. Valleywide. Visit VWCEnergy.com today and let Valleywide keep your home warm, safe, and worry-free. Valleywide Co-op. Quality and reliability you can count on.
Get professional results with tools and accessories now available at Briggs Steel. Briggs Steel stocks Marco Industries roof ventilation and closure systems, plus Malco hand and power tools for panel work and lock seams. Shop Briggs Steel in Rigby or BriggsSteel.com.
It's time now for the Retire Right Radio Report. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Mike Stevens, president and founder at Capital Wealth. The big question for many of our listeners, Mike, as they approach retirement is, will I be okay in retirement? So how do you help someone figure out if they have saved enough to be comfortable?
Well, there are actually many risks to your money, like market risk, healthcare costs, and taxes. And really, Luann, many people worry if they've even saved enough. These strategies to help preserve your wealth can be more important than the dollar amount you've even saved. So get an analysis of your situation to help give you some clarity.
Okay, and tell us about the offer you have for our listeners, Mike.
If you're worried if you'll be okay in retirement, you probably don't have a plan. You might not even know what I mean when I talk about a retirement plan, but we have a great offer to help our listeners today. If you're not sure where your income will come from in retirement, come in for your retirement income review. To schedule your visit, call or text income to 208-812-1155. When you come in, my team and I will not only help you figure out where your income is going to come from, but we'll also talk about taxes, Social Security, healthcare, long-term care, and much, much more. So take advantage of this offer, and to schedule your visit, call or text income to 208-812-1155. That's income to 208-812-1155.
Take advantage of Mike's offer and schedule your retirement income review now. Call or text visit to 208-812-1155. The team at Capital Wealth will book your visit right away. So just call or text visit to 208-812-1155. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report phishing, and update your software on all your devices. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes identity theft, guaranteed or your money back. So stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK. Terms do apply.
Experience something truly different this fall. Mummies of the World at the Museum of Idaho features real mummies from across the globe. A rare and fascinating adventure for curious minds. This October, experience Mummies of the World, the exhibition at the Museum of Idaho in Idaho Falls. Real mummies reveal the culture, science, and mystery of ancient civilizations, all preserved through time. Don't miss this world-renowned experience. Limited time only. Get tickets at museumofidaho.org.
Find your strength at Awesome Relaxation. This 24/7 retreat in Ammon is always available for your physical and mental renewal, increasing your resilience to this chaotic world. It's not home, it's not work, it's your third place designed to restore your body and mind with proven therapies from around the world. With beautiful environments to help you recharge, Awesome Relaxation is your invitation to build resilience and embrace a healthier, more balanced life. Visit us in Ammon today and discover the awesome relaxation difference.
KID News Radio.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced a new first presidency. Dallin H. Oaks is the new prophet. Henry B. Eyring is first counselor. D. Todd Christofferson will serve as second counselor. And Jeffrey R. Holland will be the president of the Quorum of the Twelve. And finally, President Donald Trump posthumously awarded Charlie Kirk the Medal of Freedom on what would have been his 32nd birthday. Details at KIDNewsRadio.com.
Right now, our world feels divided. But out here, we have so much in common. We fish the same waters, roam the same fields, raise families under the same open sky. Out here, there's no left or right. We all share a love of wildlife and wild places. But now, the animals we love and the lands we treasure are threatened, gone, unless we defend them. This isn't about right or wrong. It's about standing together. Because up to 1 million species face extinction unless we unite and act to save them. We are their last line of defense. We are defenders of wildlife. Join us as we band together to protect our wildlife and wild places. Because in our love for what we share, we are closer than you think. Be a wildlife defender. Learn more at defenders.org.
Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3, online at KIDNewsRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, KID crew. We are going to continue the conversation with Dr. Mark Evans. He is known as the culture conservationist. And Dr. Evans, as we were talking, I was thinking about this really trendy term that all the teens tend to use, FOMO, fear of missing out. And I believe FOMO could perhaps get the attention of some of these young people and help them realize what they're missing out on when it comes to our culture.
Well, whenever I talk to people who are aware of good music, good books, great art, who use the language well, who have a sense of history, and I ask them, how did you happen to develop these interests? The answer is always the same. They always will say it was a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a friend, or very often a teacher who inspired them. And if your children or grandchildren are taught these things very early in life, they develop a frame of reference, and when they're then exposed to the ghastly pop culture, they have values and standards to which the pop culture can be compared. I'll give you one example in terms of a loss of history. This doesn't happen to be a musical example, but I think it's very funny and very telling. The great historian David McCullough wrote many books, and one of them was about Harry Truman. He was out doing promotion for it on radio and television, was interviewed by a professional broadcast journalist. And he got to talking about World War II and D-Day and talking about the troops storming Normandy Beach. And at the end of the interview, the two walked out together, and the interviewer turned to McCullough and said, "Gee, that was very interesting. Where can I find out more about this guy, Norman D. Beach?" He thought Normandy Beach was a person.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's a true story, by the way. And you find this going on constantly. We have a great musical history that people are blissfully unaware of. Most people don't realize there was a composer who actually signed the Declaration of Independence. He wasn't an important composer, but he did sign the Declaration. His name was Francis Hopkinson from Pennsylvania. He wrote some songs that brought tears to the eyes of his good friend Thomas Jefferson, and the songs were dedicated to his other good friend, George Washington. Now, that's not a bad providence for America's first composer, if not his greatest composer. And there are many other stories, for example. John Philip Sousa, who wrote our national march, The Stars and Stripes Forever. And people don't realize, in the case of Sousa, that he lived, although he was a 19th century figure, he lived into the 20th century, was involved with the founding of ASCAP. And Sousa did not like the early days of recorded music because the sound quality was so poor in those days. And an effort was made to change his mind. He was introduced to one of the key figures in recorded music, Thomas Edison. The two didn't get along well. Edison made a remark about Mozart that Sousa thought was disparaging. Edison was hard of hearing and couldn't hear a lot of music. And in the end, Sousa declared that canned music by a campfire is as incongruous as canned salmon by a trout stream. So there are all kinds of things that you can learn about in our musical history, and some of them are really fascinating. I'll give you another very quick example. Rodgers and Hammerstein were two of the most successful and most brilliant composers of music for the Broadway musical theater. And at one point, they considered making Shaw's Pygmalion into a musical. And Hammerstein, who knew more about musical theater librettos than anyone else, concluded it couldn't be done, and they put it down. A couple of years later, Lerner and Lowe came along and turned that same play into one of the most successful musicals of all time, My Fair Lady. After Lerner and Lowe wrote My Fair Lady, Lerner had another idea that they could make a musical about a family in Austria who were singers. Lowe was busy enjoying the success he'd achieved, didn't want to do it, rejected the idea, and Rodgers and Hammerstein took up the same project and turned it into The Sound of Music. So if history had been different, Rodgers and Hammerstein could have written My Fair Lady, and Lerner and Lowe could have written The Sound of Music. It didn't turn out that way.
That is really fascinating. The other thing I want to point to, I find it remarkable that you were reaching out to parents and grandparents and helping them understand they can be instrumental in their kids and grandkids' lives in terms of rediscovering this culture. What have you seen as far as the real progress that happens when kids reconnect with the culture?
Well, it's absolutely remarkable, and there are lots of young students today who have reconnected, but unfortunately, it's a much smaller number than it should be. And I try to tell people, you don't have to depend on institutions to do this. I'm a great believer in self-education, and at the end of the Mark My Words book, I talk about lighting candles rather than cursing the darkness, and that's why I wrote our musical heritage. And I'll give you an example of this. I had the privilege of getting to know the great science fiction writer, Ray Bradbury. And he, of course, was a legendary writer. When Ray Bradbury was a young student, when he got out of high school in the Depression, his parents were too poor to send him to college. So he went 3 days a week to the Los Angeles Public Library. And he used to tell people, I never went to college, but I graduated from the public library. And Bradbury's books now are taught in universities all over the world, but it was entirely due to his self-education. And, you know, it's easy to get depressed about this, and a lot of times those of us who see what's happening think that we're never going to be able to regain what is being lost in our language, in our culture, and especially in our musical history and our history in terms of the arts. And I also was privileged to have as a mentor the very distinguished writer Richard Armour, who wrote over 60 books of humor and light verse. He was a distinguished academic, but he used to say he had two forms of dress, cap and gown and cap and bells. And I asked him once, are you an optimist or a pessimist about what's going on in the world? So Dr. Armour said, to think of myself as a realist with dreams. And that's the way I like to look at this situation. I think we can be realists. We have a serious cultural crisis, but we can do something about it. And my idea of cultural conservation is that we should devote the same attention and care to our cultural resources that we do to our natural resources. When I do my own radio or television shows, I always sign off with the line, we must respect the best of the past, which shouldn't be forgotten, the best of the present, which shouldn't be ignored, and the best of the future, which shouldn't be undiscovered. And I think that's the key. We have to begin rediscovering our culture as conservationists. And that's why I started the movement, and we're looking for support and help and people to join us to try to make this a national effort and even an international effort to develop a respect and an understanding for those elements of culture which really make our country and make our world a more interesting place.
I love it. Well, Dr. Mark Evans, thank you so much for taking time today.
It's my pleasure to join you. Thank you for having me.
All right. You have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much.